Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Nun. Simon Shin Chaf Aleph Seif Hef Vav. Page Kuf Nun, Simon Shin Chaf Aleph Seif Hef Vav. Okay, Sif Shulchan Aruch. Kal Dal Shaloshai Me'er Shabbos. If a person already needed mustards from before Shabbos. Obviously, kind of ground up, and it's in it's little pieces, it's seeds, and he added water to it. He needed it. So, Lemacha Yachola Avoy, next day on Shabbos now, he's allowed to mix it. He's already needed it before Shabbos. He's allowed to mix it on Shabbos, whether by hand or with a receptacle, no, a utensil, I mean. V'noitzen L'seichai Dvash, page 300, and he can add honey, but he's not allowed to whip it up. Mix it vigorously. Just kind of mix it in a small amount, or gently, actually is the right translation. Usually ma'at ma'at means a small amount. Here means kind of like gently how you do it. Don't mix it vigorously, just mix it gently. Okay, back to page Kuf Nun, Sif Cotton Nun Ches. So Mishnah Berurah Nun Ches Yochol Alva, he's allowed to mix it, he already needed it before Shabbos, he's allowed to mix it on Shabbos. B'may b'mayayim means with adding water, adding liquid, with water, with wine. Afilo imloy nis'arev onto page 300. Afilo imloy nis'arev mayim b'hachadol kredim b'Shabbos. Even if you didn't actually add water to the mustard before Shabbos, v'niloy shachadol rak mitamsis lachusen, and the, what was the liquid that made it needed before Shabbos is that the natural moisture of the mustard seeds came out, and that was what mixed it and kind of held it all together. We didn't actually add any external liquid. Even so, you're allowed to now come on Shabbos and pour in extra liquid and mix it gently. Because according to this opinion, merely adding the ingredient without actually mixing it is not yet the malacha. Now, which we're saying you're allowed to mix it by hand or with a utensil, in gibel bazeh, that's actually not called gibel. Just mixing it with your hand or with a kli doesn't is not the malacha, really. It's not called gibel, it's not called mixing. Mishum tederach gibel chaldol b'chem shachlayim b'shum hu al yedei trifa. Because the actual correct weight, if you want to really make a mustard or a cress mixture or garlic, which is the case of which are coming up in the next sif, is through trifa, which is mixing vigorously. Here he's doing it gently. So he hasn't actually done the malacha. He poured the liquid in before Shabbos, and he tells me, yeah, but he's going to do the malacha if he mixes it. No, until he mixes it vigorously, he's not doing the malacha. He's just moving things around gently. That's why he said he has to do it gently in order to avoid doing the actual malacha on Shabbos. Sivkot nuntes bekach should really say sirchloim bekoyach. Don't mix it bekoyach vigorously, but mix it gently. That's okay. And the same principles will appear in the next sif we're doing now. Again, we just spoke about mustard, and now we're going to speak about equivalent situations with cress and with garlic. That's Tess Zion now. If we do well, we're going to be able to finish the sif today, which will take us to Yud Zion, and then Tisha B'Av's Amud, which is just Yud Zion and Yud Ches, will be able to. There'll be a short recording sent out tomorrow. If we don't finish the sif today, then we'll do a bit of a longer recording tomorrow. But either way, you'll get a recording tomorrow with the Shem, with the Tisha B'Av Amud, and you're to listen to it at your leisure, not on Tisha B'Av. Okay, Tess Zion in the Shulchan Aruch on page 300. Shechlayim, which is translated, I think, is Kress. Perish Shachalayim, Ba'avi, Taka, Lisha, Ovalaz, Krishim. Whatever language it is, it's Kress. Shedachan Me'er Shabbos, that you already crushed it before Shabbos, crushed it. Lamacha Noisin Yain B'chaymetz. You already crushed it before Shabbos, you're allowed to add on Shabbos wine or vinegar, or Yitroi Shalem Aaron. Same thing, don't mix it vigorously, just mix it gently. So that's the story with the Kress. V'chein shum shadochoy me'er Shabbos. Same thing when it comes to garlic. Same story, you crush it before Shabbos. L'mocha noisin pol v'gruisim. You can add, and here it's actually talking about solids, you're allowed to add beans, or half beans, different types of beans. V'layitroy fe'ele ma'ari, but don't, again, mix it vigorously, just mix it gently. Says the Ramah. V'yesh oimim deloy ya'arev b'kaf ele b'yad. And some say you shouldn't, in that case, use a spoon. You should only do it by hand. Okay, let's pause over there and look at the Mishnah Berurah before we continue with the Yeshayim. Sifkot and Samach, Noisin Yayin. Again, the case now up to is the cress. We said you're allowed to add wine, don't mix it vigorously, etc. In Gamke, Noit Saloma, vigorously. Same reasoning as we gave earlier, that if you mix it vigorously, you're actually doing the malacha of Losh, but if you're doing it gently, then you're not. And same thing applies to the garlic. With a Rambam Kosov, Shum Shariskoi, Veloy Yish Chik. That he's speaking there about you riskoi, which means that you cut, you pressed it, you squashed it, but you didn't grind it in so small. It's partially ground, but it's not really ground down till so finely. Oh, that's the case that the Rambam seems to talk about. So he's prohibiting, the reason he's prohibiting this act of grinding is because of the mixture of the beans, which is a problem of teichen, not a problem of lisha to crush it more, but a problem of the grisim, which is the beans, that you're going to end up grinding up teichen of the beans. I insist your test, but Mashukhoshan is more over there, insist your test about it. If you're confused, not surprised, we'll learn your test. Okay, Samach Aleph, Lamacha, Nosen Pol. So we said, now the case of garlic, you already crushed it before Shabbos, you can add the beans on Shabbos. Rambam Isa, the Lashon of Rambam is Noisen Leseich Pol Grisim. You can add it to beans. Not that you can add beans to it, you can add it to beans. Ein Cham. V'imheim Chamim. Okay, so that's just to be aware of the order, but that's not. Okay, he's not going to speak any more about that, but now he's at a different point. V'imheim Chamim. Ein Le'el Simon Shin Yuches Sif Yud Yutes of Mishnah Berurah Sham. If they are still hot, the beans, then you have to be aware if you now mix it with raw vegetables that you're adding, like garlic. Then you might have a problem of cooking on Shabbos, as discussed in Sif Yud. Okay, Samach Beis. You boiled beans, and you've got hot water and beans in a pot, and you're pouring it on top of garlic. Then you might have a problem of cooking. That's what he's talking about. Okay. So Samach Beis. So the Ramah added Yesh Oimrim. You shouldn't mix it with a spoon, only by hand, which will make a significant shinui. Yesh Oimim Kai Gam Al Sif Tef. Rob is also going back on the previous Sif, which is the case of the mustard. But Dafka Kishin Nosin and Mashke B'Shabbos. When we say you're not allowed to mix it with a spoon, that's only if you actually added the liquid on Shabbos. And if not on a Mashke B'Shabbos, you really added liquid before Shabbos, well then basically the malacha is pretty much done. And although you shouldn't be mixing vigorously, but Mutter La Arev B'Kaf Ma'at Ma'at Oled After Deh, so you will be allowed to use a spoon in this case to mix it gently, but not vigorously. Tamach Gimel Ela B'Yad, you can use your hand to mix it, says the Rama, and he brings from Eli Rabbi Mishnah Berurah now, Oishin Anea Kli Atzmoi, you just shake the Kli around to mix it, but you're not actually mix it with a spoon, just do it by hand or moving the Kli in various movements, round circles ever until it mixes up. Okay, now we go back to Shulchan Aruch, we're in the middle of the third last line, V'yesh Oimim Dehad Deshori La'arev Mashke B'Chalda, that which we say, Some the opinion that says that which we permit mixing liquid into the garlic, into the mustard that we spoke about, but dafkas shenasna b'ayyom, only if the liquid was added before Shabbos. If you really added liquid before Shabbos, so now you're allowed to mix it on Shabbos. Avah b'Shabbos also says mashke b'chalda oishur oy b'shur haketushim mipnei lash, but you cannot add liquid to the mustard or to the crushed garlic because of lash. The liquid can only be added before Shabbos, but you cannot add liquid on Shabbos according to this opinion. And the Ramah says, V'im noisen ha'oichel t'chila, v'achakach choymet. What happens if you put in the food first and then the vinegar, which is reverse order to how they do it usually, oya yayin, vinegar or wine, u'ma'avoy ve'etzboy shoyin, you mix it with your finger, that'll be okay. So here there is a heter to actually add a liquid, just doing it in reverse order. Usually in those days they would put in the liquid, the vinegar first, and then add the solid on top. So you need to, if you do a shinoi, you first the solid, then the liquid, and you mix it with your finger, then that's okay. Says the Rama, the Havi shinoi, because that's considered to be a change, as we saw earlier, changing the order of the ingredients. And that's the minig as well, that we permit it through doing it in an unusual manner. And but you should be aware that if the normal way of doing it is the first put in the solid and then the liquid, then on Shabbos you need to do the opposite. You have to first put in the liquid and then the solid. It all depends on what people do. If the norm to mix it is A and B, then you have to put in B and then A, whatever, whichever way well they do it, you should do the opposite. Okay, back to page 300, and we are in Sifkot and Samach Dalad. See if we can finish the sift today, I'm not sure. Yes, Aimim Dahad Shoi. Some say that that which we permit. So the Shulchan Aruch says the idea of mixing the liquid in the mustard is only dafka if you added the liquid before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos you can mix it. You can't add liquid on Shabbos according to this opinion. Kayagam ala shechlaim b'shum. It's going also not just on the case of mustard, it also goes back onto the case of the cress and the garlic, which are ground. The kemach kali, and also the case of the roasted, the flour made from roasted grain, and it's kala el, the sif yudah that we learned at the beginning of sif yudalad. V'atam, the sir lehu, the nasinas amashke gufa, zeo bechal gibbo. But the opinion, this, the reason of this yishayimim to be machmeh is because they, because this opinion holds that actually, when you add the liquid, that is an act of gibbo, if you remember. Well, we saw two opinions about this. Rebbe and Yosef Yehuda, and if you add the, just adding liquid is the malacha of lush, so you can't add the liquid. And therefore, we only have a heter to mix it on Shabbos if you really add the liquid before Shabbos. Because by adding the liquid before Shabbos, if this is already considered to be mixed, the malacha has been done, more or less. Therefore, you would be allowed to mix on Shabbos and even add extra liquid on Shabbos. Just do it in an irregular manner. So again, the earlier opinion of the sif held that you can add liquid for the first time on Shabbos. But this opinion holds no. If you really add a liquid before Shabbos, then to add extra liquid or to mix it would be okay on Shabbos. But you have to do it the shinu, the hainu, bakali, shigabo mad ma'at. When it comes to the roast, the flour made from roasted grain, you would have to mix it in small quantities. Uve elu hadroim, and these three cases that we spoke about now, which is the mustard, the cress, and the garlic, then you have to be careful. For a yitrif bekoyach or shi'ar b'yad, either don't mix it vigorously, but you can mix it gently, or mix it with your finger, ladas hago, as we saw in Ramo as well, up and out. Sifkon samachay, dafka shinosnoi. So the Shulchan Aruch said it's only mut if you dafka if you add the liquid before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. V'imnasan ksaf mashke meshes. What if you just added a small quantity of liquid before Shabbos, not much? Mutu loisif b'shabbos v'chol alma. All would agree you can add extra on Shabbos, as we already saw earlier. About b'ma'at tipin loy. But just to put, if you just dropped in a few drops of wine or whatever or liquid into the mustard before Shabbos, a few drops doesn't really do anything. That won't make it considered to be already pre-mixed, and a few drops doesn't do it. If you already put a decent amount in, you can add more on Shabbos, but you can't just put a few drops in before Shabbos and say, now I can do it on Shabbos. That's not allowed according to this opinion. So the end of the Shulchan Aruch said, the problem with adding liquid to the mustard or to the garlic on Shabbos is lush. Dafka, so says the Mishnah Berurah now. If you tell me it's malacha of Lisha, then he makes a limitation, makes a leniency, but dafka, belila ava. That's only if you're making a thick mixture. The mustard with the liquid makes a thick mixture. Ava belila raka, but a runny mixture, lo shach with the Lisha. You can't really call that Lisha. You haven't packed it all together. You haven't made some thick kind of paste or thick dough. So you can't call that Lisha if it's just a runny mixture afterwards. You'd still need to follow the shino of all of the ingredients that we said in the Ramah. Meaning first put the solid in the liquid, that's a shinui, and for those who make it that way, it's the opposite way. Again the Gemara, they would usually put the liquid and then the solid, so you should do the opposite. The chen kosav achoinim, then the achoinim also writes that gomai dafka bevelila raka, we're talking about the Ramah, when he allows it, he's talking about a runny mixture. But if they see, and that's why he pointed out, like we found by shtisa that we learned earlier, that thing about the grain that didn't grow to a third of its growth, and you made it into and you roasted it, and then you made it into you ground into coarse pieces. The shum, because over there in the shtisa case that I just mentioned, hitiru onto page kufnan aleph, hitiru dafka baraka, that was only permitted if you do it in a runny mixture, a canal. But because there ain't chilek ben la'isa suda, it makes no difference when you're preparing it for this meal or the next meal, the same rules will apply. Sifkon samach zayin, then the Ramah said, and the minig is also to permit making the stuff, let's say the mustard or the cress or the garlic, even, again, this, we were speaking about that the Yesh Omim said, you're only allowed to add liquid on Shabbos if you added liquid already before Shabbos. And we're saying, and if you do it with a shinui though, and mix it with your finger, then that's okay. And this is the minig. If you make a shinui in the order, then it's okay. Or again, the way you mix it, you're making a shinui in two things. You're making a shinui in the order of the ingredients, which is, and you're also making a shinui in the way you mix it, because then you're checking both boxes, right? There's two problems with machlokes tanoim and rishonim, where the main lisha happens, either in the pouring of the ingredients or in the mixing. So you have to make a shinui in both of those. Make a shinui in the pouring, change the order, and make a shinui in the mixing. You do it with your finger, and you do it gently. So that was the Ramah. So you have to change the order, okay. The minig is this way when it comes to mustard and garlic. The people do make it on Shabbos this way. Same thing applies to any other type of dip. When you make it small pieces and you're mixing it with a liquid, mixing it together, you would follow these shinuyim, and that's okay. Samaches, and the Ramah ended by saying if the derech is to make that way during the week, that you first put in the solid, then you add the liquid, then you have to reverse the order and put the liquid in first, and then the solid. So the Mishnah Berurah Samaches Malkum Shadalkoi V'chulei Valkein Im Shachach Lishpoi Chomet Meir Shabbos Vaseich Hakoyim. What happens if a person disaster? He forgot to add the honey. Sorry, excuse me. He forgot to add the vinegar to the chayin on Shabbos. Chayin is horseradish, which has been chopped up and have some ingredients added, but you forgot to add the vinegar, gewalt. So you want to make that mixture on Shabbos, you have to make a runny mixture. Also, the order has to be done in the reverse order to normal. So you first put in the vinegar, and afterwards you add the solid, the horseradish. Which is not the way you do it during the week. And then, what about the mixing? But yeah, chayv, again, we've basically speaking about three things here. We're talking about the thickness of the mixture has to be runny, the order of the ingredients has to be reversed, and now when it comes to the mixing stage, hold the kli with the two ingredients in it, and shake it until they mix up. That's the way you can make it on Shabbos, if you didn't add the vinegar before Shabbos. When it comes to lettuce, you don't have to worry so much about lettuce, because lettuce you don't chop up into very small pieces. So it won't really be a shayla of lush with a big piece of lettuce. That which people do though when they cut up radish or cucumbers, duck into small pieces, and they pour vinegar on it, or any other liquid, and mix it all up together. So you've got small pieces of solid with a liquid in it. Now you've got a problem. Don't use a spoon and mix it vigorously. Or I'll just shake the clay around till they mix. That you can do. Also, it's good to be machmir to first put in the vinegar and then afterwards the vegetable. And we had a similar case earlier this week about Pesach Shilas, when you had Pesach occurring on Friday night, or Shabbos Cholamoy, whatever, and you forgot to add the liquid to the chavosis. So now you've got lots of little pieces of, what is it, nuts and this and apple and whatever. And now you want to add the liquid, the wine or whatever what do you use? Wine? Yeah. And you want to add the liquid to the solid. You didn't do it before Shabbos, according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the more meichel. You're allowed to add the wine on Shabbos, but don't mix it with a spoon, mix it with your finger. And according to the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Yeshayimim who are machmir, you can't even add the liquid at all on Shabbos and do it that way. Unless you make a very runny chavosis. A very runny chavosis will be okay, as we described. Finishing off now, you're not allowed to whip up, mix vigorously, eggs in a bowl. You play Maas Ayin because of the problem of Maas Ayin. What's the Maas Ayin? It looks like you're about to mix up raw eggs in a bowl. It looks like you're about to cook them. So you shouldn't mix them in a bowl. Don't whip them up in a bowl together. Don't we do with them anyway? Go drink them raw to your cousin. I don't know what. Okay. If they were already mixed up before Shabbos, these eggs. It could be you can be lenient to add it to the borscht. How do you say borscht in English? What? Borscht. If you're allowed to add it, to the borscht in a klisheni. If cooked, you don't want to cook anything over here. It's already, the borscht is cooked in a klisheni and it's hot, then you're allowed to add the, you can come now and add whipped eggs to the borscht legaven to color it. Vim hoya ha borscht mechumat tzalbe, yesh lachme gam bezeh meshum bishol. But if the borscht is very mechumat, something it means like kind of very got a lot of vinegar in it, very sharp, then you have to be careful, even Mishum Bishul, you have to be careful not to pour raw eggs in, because the fact that it's so sharp will mean it will cook even in Klisheni. That seems to be the concern. There's a sugya about it. Come on. Okay, Ad Kan. So, Bezhashem, next time, I'm just going to send out a recording of Bezhashem tomorrow of Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, which will be the material for Tisha B'Av, and then Monday we're back in the base Medrash. Ad Kan.